Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two gentlemen from 50 Floor, Matt Carter, the president, and Troy Tilton, the vice president. Guys, you doing okay?
Very good. We're doing great.
I'm calling you because about 2 weeks ago, Inc. magazine listed the top 5,000 fastest-growing companies, and you're number 892. You focus in the flooring business, and this year your sales are going to be in excess of $52 million. Let me just tell my listeners a real quick piece of the history on you guys. You're based in Tucker, Georgia, and in 2007, a gentleman by the name of Gerald Verner was in the flooring business with a company called Premier Flooring, and he was focusing more a little bit on flooring, but also on kitchen and bath and had a diverse mix. And Gerald hired you, Matt, from Empire Today. You've changed the business model. Now you guys have expanded into many markets, and your model now is all flooring focused, and it's a shop and home sale, right?
That's right.
A couple of other little things similar to Empire Today. You have a radio jingle, and you also have a spokesperson. I think very interesting. You have Al Borland, which was Tool Time Tim's assistant, right?
That's right. His real name is Richard Carn, but that's right, Kemp.
Fantastic growth. Let me just ask you real quick, why do you think the shop at home business model works better than the brick and mortar business model?
You know, there's quite a few reasons why. I think one of the best parts about a shop at home as opposed to a brick and mortar is that half the battle is already done when you go to the appointment because you're already in their house.
Yeah.
So you can measure, you can show samples, you already have their attention. In a brick and mortar, they can come in and they can go out, and you may never even get the opportunity to measure or put together a solid price for them. So there's definitely advantages in that way. Also, you can have a smaller level of products, so you don't have a whole showroom of products, so you can focus more on, like, maybe a good, better, best in nail-down hardwood that you can really get great prices on since you're going to buy that in large volume. So just a couple of the advantages.
Another thing I was going to ask you, I see you've got operations in Atlanta, Charlotte, Dallas, Raleigh, Nashville. I'm sure there's others. How do you pick the markets that you go into?
Well, we're looking for markets with over 2 million people in the DMA.
Yeah.
Because we are getting our appointments through television and radio. And you know, we will have a warehouse general manager or customer service person, a warehouse person, you know, usually an office of 5 to 6 people. And so we need, you know, at least 2 million people in the DMA to support all of that. And, you know, we started off in Charlotte because it was close to Atlanta. We could drive there, so it made for easy back and forth. It was easy to support it from Atlanta and send people there to help. Once we saw how that worked in a smaller market like Charlotte, we decided we would tackle a larger market in Dallas. And that was a bit of a challenge because of the distance.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the larger the market, you know, the higher the revenue.
Okay. All right. So another question I'd like to ask you, and I'm going to use an analogy here. You know, in the South, there's Crystal Cheeseburgers, and in the North, there's White Castle. Are you also trying, since Empire is stronger in the North, do you feel like there's more opportunity in the South because they don't have as much of a presence?
Well, that remains to be seen because we haven't gone North yet, but we haven't gone North yet because we like warm weather.
Yeah, okay.
I think eventually we will head north. We haven't figured out when we're going to go, but we've heard a lot of good things about being there. A lot of our distributors have said there's a lot of opportunity there, so it's definitely on our radar.
Okay, so how do you build traffic? I mean, you talked a minute ago that you pick these markets where your advertising can have an effect. So talk a little bit about how you build traffic so that your salespeople know where to go.
I guess kind of how do we get the leads, I guess, would be the question.
Yes.
And, you know, with your traditional brick and mortar, if it's on a busy road that you take every day on your way home, you drive by there every day, even though you may not need floors at the time, 5 years from now when you do need floors, you'll feel comfortable using that company because you've seen it for the past 5 years. And so you feel like it'll still be there. It's somewhat branded itself to you
mm-hmm.
from just sitting there on your way home, you know?
Yeah.
And so since we don't have a brick and mortar, we build our brand through television and radio advertisements, newspaper ads, and the longer we're in a market and the more people see us and the longer they see us, the more comfortable they are calling us. And so as our brand grows, our leads increase. And that's how a market matures and develops. But Also, our advertising is somewhat direct response. We do run specials that end at the end of the month. So we have a free installation sale, a 60% off sale, and a customer appreciation sale. And those do good in direct response, as well as also branding at the same time. So even though we don't have a brick and mortar, I'll run a commercial today that is helping me get a customer 5 years from today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hear you.
So that's kind of been our logic on everything is, you know, we do direct response, but we also do branding to encourage people to feel comfortable with us and invite us into their house and, you know, use us and know that, hey, we're stable, we're secure. We've been 54 since 2010 in the Atlanta market. There's not many people that don't know who we are or haven't seen our advertising. And it just gives people kind of a comfort in calling and having us in because we've been in their living rooms on their TVs and in their cars on their radios for 7 years.
Okay. I noticed in some of the stats when I was looking you up that you have 110 company employees and that your sales reps are actually independent contractors, right?
That's right.
That's an interesting business model. And also your installation is done through independent contractors as well, right?
That's correct.
All right. And everything you sell is private label, correct?
No, we don't sell any private label. Everything we sell is brand name from a major manufacturer or a major distributor. We chose not to private label because we would like the customers to be able to shop it around. And also, you know, take Mohawk, for example. They've spent millions of dollars in branding their products, and people know them and feel comfortable with them. And we feel like, why would we want to cover that up? Well, we can, you know, everyone can sell the same Mohawk product, but I think we can sell it better.
Well, one of the potential issues with selling a Mohawk-branded product is it allows your consumer, if they don't commit the minute your salesperson's in the home, to what they call showroom or compare your prices with that same product somewhere else. Does that become an issue?
I think we overcome those sort of, I guess you would call them stalls, mm-hmm. with proper training. We have a national director of sales who's extremely experienced with in-home sales.
Yeah.
Just sales in general. So we're constantly developing training programs to offer those to our sales staff. In addition to the regular meetings we have, we also have online interactive training modules. So sure, you know, customers will always have the ability to shop us. We train our staff well enough where it's not really an issue for us. So the salespeople here generally make our customers feel comfortable enough on the initial visit to make a buying decision.
It's not just the product that they're buying. If you've seen our advertisements, we advertise that 99% of our jobs are done in one day and that we move all the furniture and we take up and haul away the old floors, clean up and leave. That's kind of our thing. A lot of people really appreciate that installation in a timely fashion. Not that we can install the next day, not the turnaround time from the day of purchase to install, but on the day of installation, having everything done for you in a timely fashion, whereas we find a lot of the home improvement stores or the mom and pops will send out one installer and take 3 to 4 days to do a job that we could do in 6 hours with 3 installers.
Okay, very interesting. Well, congratulations on your rapid and tremendous growth, and I appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Troy Tilton and Matt Carter with 50 Floor, one of the fastest growing flooring companies, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.